This is the latest podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Heaton, known as H. I'm from Nottingham, and I'm in week three of my 6 week plumbing.
Hi, Heaton.
Hi, Tom.
So, Heaton, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was a salesman on the road with an IT company.
So you currently do that job then?
I currently do that job, yes.
Is it a full-time job then?
Yes.
So how are you finding balancing that job then around studying for your course then?
I find it balances pretty well because you can do as much as you want to during the week and at the weekends modules are set out so that you can do small part of a module and then for an hour and then do another one another time. So it works pretty well.
Have you got any little tip that you found have worked really well?
Well, rather than sit and do a whole module in one go, I do try and do sections of it at a time, trying to balance work and family and everything else at the same time allows me to do that.
Let's talk a bit about plumbing then, because obviously you're training to be a plumber. Have you always had an interest in plumbing then?
I've always had an interest in plumbing and building trade generally. I got my degree about 20 years ago, and that was in the building trade. But I haven't done anything with it since, and I wanted to sort of pick up a trade and decided to change a career.
Yeah, so you mentioned you've got your degree, and obviously you're training to be a plumber now. Tell us a bit about how, when you were studying for your degree, how much it's changed in the couple of decades since.
Well, the degree I did was building services, which involved pretty much the theory side of the plumbing and electrics, air conditioning and ventilation. So two decades ago, the technologies that were available now weren't available, although the principles are pretty much the same for plumbing. This course basically shows you and teaches you the practical side and the day-to-day aspects of what you'll be doing once you go out into the real world as a plumber.
You're on your third week, aren't you, I understand?
Third week, yes, third week.
What are you doing this week then? What sort of jobs are you doing?
This week we're working with steel pipework, jointing and bending steel pipework, and we're doing a project where fitting two radiators to a wall and doing the pipework for that and testing that.
Say once you've finished your course and you're qualified and you've qualified, what are your plans then?
Yeah, I mean, always got plans to start up on my own and start a business. But realistically, I'd probably work for a company that has sort of contracts and get my experience that way before I start up on my own. And this course obviously puts you in the right direction.
So, hey, for the people that are listening to this interview and want to train as a plumber or have an idea and think they want to retrain, have you got any advice for them about what to do and why to take up a trade?
My reason for taking up a trade is you're giving yourself a life skill that you can use not just in this country but anywhere in the world. Although the regulations are different, the skills are pretty much similar. And once you've got this skill, no one can take it away from you. And it's just something that everyone should have.
That's great. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, great. Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.